You know, when you look at Florida, it's now number three in population as of, I think, the last year or so. It's a quickly urbanizing state. It's also huge in agriculture. It's number two state in agricultural diversity. I'm not sure anything you don't know very well. But I guess the question becomes, we're living at a time where consumers seem to be more excited about their foods and want more things on the plate, more color, more excitement, more flavor. They understand all that. They want to know their farmers, know their food more, so maybe that plays in our favor in Florida, but yet we have huge misunderstandings about the tools farmers need to continue those new colors and those new exciting things on the plate. GMOs is a good topic, terribly misunderstood. How do we tie all those knots together and make consumers understand what farmers have known for a long time, that science is what makes our food supply what it always has been?
Because of the internet and, access to data, people frequently confuse data with information, and the internet's made people a lot smarter, and in some ways it's made people a lot less smart. Whether it's trying to self-diagnose your own health or drawing conclusions about science and technology in a variety of industries, including agriculture. And the bottom line is that the science behind GMOs is sound and safe, and it may just be the only way that we're able to feed 10 billion people on this planet. And that technology is predominantly American technology. We have a competitive advantage in being able to feed the world. And so, there's an information gap. There's a communications gap that we have to educate folks on, and really it's a debate between affluent consumers tend to have the dimmest view of GMOs, and the rest of the population is desperate to feed their people and are looking for solutions to hunger. And so we need to continue to support outreach efforts that raise the level of education about the need for science and technology to bring us breakthroughs in yield and productivity. At the same time, Florida will undoubtedly be in conflict again as people come back and development returns and real estate values recover from the recession. We're also seeing historic interest in Florida real estate for agricultural purposes. Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett are guys that are buying up arable land around the world. And in Gates' case, he has bought tens of thousands of acres in Florida for its agricultural value, not for its future development value. The investment of ag reserves, buying nearly 500,000 acres of land from St. Joe, making them the largest landowner, buying land for its agricultural value. And so we're going to continue to see this conflict, but that's why we need balanced policy that allows agriculture in Florida to continue to sustain itself and to thrive. We're a $100 billion ag economy, and we need to continue to put policy tools in place that allow that to continue, because not only is it economically relevant to Floridians, but it's going to be a food security issue for the world.